एक ओंकार सतनाम करता पुरख निर्भव निर्वैर अकाल मूर्त गुणी सैभव प्रसाद पौड़ी हे अच्युत हे पार ब्रह्म अविनाशी अविनाश हे पूरन हे सर्व में लोक पंजन गुण तास हे संगी गोविंद हे गुण निदान वाक सदा विवेक हे ब्रह्म पर हर हरे मैं भी होवन हार हे संता के सदा संग निदान हे ठाकुर नानक दी जय नाम राखो ये परोए ठाकुर दास रो मैं गुण नहीं कोई नानक दी जय नाम राखो ये वाहिगुरु जी का topic we have on hand today is the topic on five spiritual states of disturbing the desire. Topic is very lofty topic, very mystical topic, and I myself do not consider myself to be worthy of talking about such a high state, or such a high spiritual state. But as per hukum from the organizers of Hasta Camp, we will be talking about the five spiritual states. Understanding the five topics really is understanding Vaheguru and the creation of Vaheguru. Understanding the five topics is actually understanding and finding out about the unseen world, the unditi dunya. I think this is an amazing and fascinating topic because through this topic, you understand the spiritual journey from the Karam Bhoomi, where we are standing in the right in the bottom, to journey from Karam Bhoomi to Sachkhand, all the way through Taram Khand, Gyan Khand, Sharam Khand, Karam Khand, and Sachkhand. And as you will see as we progress, that the philosophy of life in Sikhi and how the creation has been created or described as per Sikhi is very different from the scientific and how other religions describe the creation. After doing this presentation, we'll be able to understand or answer the questions over here. Is there life on other planets? Very commonly asked questions, UFOs and all that. After going through this topic, we can answer that question. Where do we go after death? What happens at the time of death? And what happens after death? Where does the soul go from here? This is also part of this, the topic of Panchkhand. Another one, are all religions equal? Does Sikhi, like some religions, they say, if you don't become a Muslim or you don't become a Christian, you'll go to hell. What does the Sikhi stand on it? Do all religions go to the same place? Or are they all equal? Or does Sikhi reject all the other religions? And we're going to answer that question in this presentation. Is heaven as described by Christianity or Jannat as described by Islam or Swarg same as Sachkhand? Many claim that it is, but we're going to find out, no, it's not. They are different. So here are the Panchkhands listed in Sri Jagji Sahib. Taram Khand, Gyan Khand, Sharam Khand, Karam Khand, and Sachkhand. Basically, the word Khand means a tukda, a piece. And So five khand means the five pieces of creation. In a way, you can say khand, or you can say in English, you can call realm. Today we will focus more on dharma khand and sach khand, but we'll also briefly go through gyan khand, charam khand, and karma khand. Before we proceed any further, I have not seen any of the five khands. So what I am basing my presentation is on Gurbani. And the common platform for all Gur Sikhs is Gurbani. As per the Pankti here, Satgur ki Bani, Sat Sat kar jano Gur Sikho, Har Karta Aap Muha Kadai. O Gur Sikhs, consider the Bani of Guru Sahib to be truth and nothing but the truth. Why? Because Karta Purakh Vaheguru himself has enabled or caused Guru Sahib to say this Bani. And Vaheguru, as we know, is Aad Sach, Jugaad Sach, Happy Sach, Nanako Sleepy Sach. Vaheguru is truth and nothing but the truth. So only truth can come from Vaheguru. Bani has come from Vaheguru himself. Turki Bani Aayi, then Sagli Chint Mitayi. Bani is truth. So anything that Gurbani says, no matter how impossible it may seem to believe, but it is believed. We have to believe it. For example, if Bani says there is Dharma Rai, and we say, you know, I haven't seen Dharma Rai, doesn't mean Dharma Rai is not there. If Bani says there is Dharma Rai, then there is Dharma Rai. If Bani says there are Panch Khands which are not scientifically proven, or the Panch Khands we cannot see with our eyes, does not mean there are no Panch Khands. If Bani says there are Panch Khands, then there are Panch Khands. There is another Pankti in Gurbani. Santan ki sun sachi sakhi, jo aankhein so pekhein aankhein. Which means that Guru Sahib has listed in Bani only those things that Guru Sahib has seen with his own eyes. Jo pekhein aankhein, jo with his own eyes that he has seen. So Guru Sahib had access to all the five Khands. And in due time, the good Sikhs who do Naam Jap and all that, they also get access to it. So let's be patient, and we must believe in what Gurbani says. Different good Sikhs may have different opinions on different subjects. The only way to resolve or come to an understanding of those subjects is if we take the Sharan of Gurbani. If one good Sikh says this, another good Sikh says that, so they will both have to agree to the stand of Gurbani. So moving further. As in the case of almost all the topics or subjects, there is a difference of opinion on Panch Khand also. Some scholars, they believe that these are not actual places or actual realms, but these are just mental or spiritual states. They say that as you progress spiritually, you get elevated, and these are just mental or spiritual states, not actual places. On the other hand, there are good Sikhs who have done Bhakti, who have done Naam Jap, good Sikhs like Bhai Veer Singh Ji, for example, Pandit Kartar Singh Dhaka, Bhai Sahib Ranthir Singh Ji, Sant Gurbachan Singh Ji Pindranwale, Baba Sham Singh, who was known Brahmgyani and who did Seva of Kirtan in Darbar Sahib for 80-90 years. All these good Sikhs, they have mentioned that these five khands are actual realms. These good Sikhs have been able to say that because doing Bhakti, they reached a level where they were able to see the unseen creation of Vaheguru, the creation that we cannot see, but those Bhagats or those good Sikhs had access to. So, basis of my presentation here is I personally believe that these are actual places and not just spiritual or mental states. So we're going to go further, and in the question answer period we can answer any of your questions if you have any on this topic. Okay, how are the five khands positioned? The five khands are not millions and millions of miles away from here. The way the five khands, the way I have understood from Gurbani and from the books of Guru Sikhs. The five khands are, all the five khands are right over here, right at this moment, where all the five khands are right here. How they are, like, the on the bottom of this the equation is Karam Bhoomi. Karam Bhoomi means this earth that we have. There are millions of other earths like this. So those earths are in the center. They're surrounded by Taramkhand. And Taramkhand in turn is surrounded by Gyankhand. And Gyankhand by Sharamkhand, Karamkhand. And finally, the whole creation of this world is surrounded and is within Sachkhand. Sachkhand is not millions of miles away from here. It's right here. How is it right here? If you really think, in this room over here, we have about maybe 200 Guru Sikhs. But apart from Guru Sikhs over here, we have, this room is being shared by billions and billions of microorganisms. Right over here, it's scientifically proven, all the bacteria and all those germs, all the microorganisms, right here. We cannot see them with our eye, but they are right here. Same way, apart from the microorganisms, this room probably is also shared by the spirit world. And similarly, everything is right here, but different dimension. If we can open our eyes, all that will be could be seen right here. So all these panchakhands are not far away from here, but they are right over here. And the Guru Sikhs who opened their mystical eyes, they are able to see those khands right here. We'll start off with Taramkhand and Karam Bhoomi. What does Karam Bhoomi mean? Karam Bhoomi, as the name implies, is this world we are living in right now. This is Karam Bhoomi. Karam Bhoomi means where you are rewarded or punished according to your karma. And above this is Taramkhand. Taramkhand is a place, as the name implies, the khand of Taram, where justice is done. Justice is done. There are millions of other Karam Bhoomis apart from this. This is not the only Karam Bhoomi out there. There are millions of other Karam Bhoomis. Before the science revealed it, Guru Sahib has written in Gurbani, Ketiyan Karam Bhoomi Mer Kete Kete Tu Upadesh. So Guru Sahib says that there are countless other earths and places where Guru Sikhs and other residents reside apart from this world we live in. In order to further prove that there are other Karam Bhoomiya or other worlds apart from this world, there is a Sakhi of Guru Nanak Dev Ji. When Guru Sahib went to do the prachar of Naam and Gurmat, Guru Sahib ended up in Baghdad, which is the capital of Iraq. And over there, Guru Sahib said, when he did the prachar of Gurmat, he said, Patal na patal, lakh agasa agas. Which means that there are countless other spheres and other worlds apart from this world. Not only, because according to Islam, there were only seven layers of creation. But Guru Sahib said, no, there's millions of other worlds. When Guru Sahib said that, the religious leaders of Baghdad or in Iraq were very upset. One of them was Peer Dastagir. He got very upset when he heard that a fakir from India has come and he is preaching something against Quran or against Islam. So he ordered his followers to go and stone that fakir to death. So a whole crowd came and Guru Sahib was absorbed in Naam and Pai Mardana was sitting beside. And the crowd with stones in their hand, they came to stone Guru Sahib. So Pai Mardana was scared and asked Guru Sahib for help. And Guru Sahib opened his eyes and as soon as Guru Sahib saw them coming, Guru Sahib Ditti Bang and Nawaz Kar. So Guru Sahib, in a very loud voice, uttered out a Mool Mantra. Ekonkar Satnam. He uttered that out. Such was the voice of Guru Sahib, and such was the effect of Guru Sahib's voice, that all the people who came to hit Guru Sahib were just stuck over there. They were mesmerized by Guru Sahib and they couldn't move. And the Pir Dastagir who was coming after them, he was surprised to see that what has happened. And when he came, he saw Sun Mon Nagri Pai. And he was surprised that what's going on. But by then he found out that Guru Sahib is something. Guru Sahib is not ordinary. And so he wanted to talk to Guru Sahib. And he wanted to discuss that how do you claim that there are more than this world? Can you show it to us? So Guru Sahib at that time agreed. Such was the pana of Guru Sahib. Guru Sahib agreed to show them other worlds. So Guru Sahib said he can show it to another to the peer or any other person the peer wants. So the peer or the peer Dastagir, he chose his son. So it's written that Guru Sahib in a split second, Guru Sahib took the fakir's son or the peer's son and showed him millions of other worlds. And as a proof, Guru Sahib took him to another world where there was sangat going on. There was kirtan, there was poga of smagam, and there was deg or kada prasad being distributed. So they even took, they brought back kada prasad along with them. And on earth at that time, only 1 or 2 seconds had passed. Whereas for the peer's son, God knows how much time was spent. So when they came, everybody was surprised to see kada prasad in the hand when they came back. So this kind of proves that this is not the only world where there is Sikhi. This is not the only world where there is creation of Vaheguru. There are many other worlds according to Sikhi. And science is only now coming to the conclusion that yes, there are other worlds, but they still haven't proven if there is any life on other worlds. So moving on, we'll talk about Dharmkhand first. As Gurbani says over here, this is the description of Dharmkhand in the 34th Pauri of Sri Jagji Sahib. Rati Ruti Titi Var Pavan Pani Agni Patal Tiswich Tarati Thavraki Dharmshal Tiswich Ji Jugat Ke Rang Tinke Naam Anek Anant Karmi Karmi Hoi Vichar Sacha Aap Sacha Darbar Tithai Sohan Panch Parvan Karm Nadri Karm Tavai Nishan Kach Pukai Utthe Pai Nanak Gaya Japai Jai. If you look at this description, the description is very similar to earth. It says that there are Rati, Ruti, Titi, Var, there's days and nights over there. There are different seasons, different days. Plus there's the water there, there's Pavan. Pavan means air, Pani means water. There's fire over there. And in amidst all that, there's the Tarti called Dharmshal. Different kind of creatures reside over there. They have different names and so on. But they also, then towards the end, Guru Sahib mentions Sacha Aap Sacha Darbar Tithai Sohan Panch Parvan. There's a true court or Sacha Darbar over there. And over there, Tithai Sohan Panch Parvan. In that place, the Gursikhs are honored and recognized. Now look at the second last pankti. Okay, third last. Nadri Karam Pavai Nishan. The meaning of this pankti is that Gursikhs who jab na, they have a nishan or a symbol on their forehead by which they are recognized that they have done kamai, they have done bhakti, or they have jap naam. And the second last pankti says kach pakai utthe pai. Who is good and who is bad, this will be determined in Dharmkhand. And the last pankti, nanak gaya japai. Gaya japai means only when you reach over there you will find out all this. Over here we can only talk about it. Only when you gaya jape, only when you go there, you will realize. Then the last one says jai. Jai is the hukam. Then go. Guru Sahib says, go and find out yourself. So these last two punctis prove that it's not this earth Guru Sahib is talking about, but it's the other place. Because Guru Sahib says, othe, gaya jape. If Guru Sahib was talking about this world, then Guru Sahib would have said, we go and find out. Because you're already here. So Guru Sahib is really talking about Dharmkhand over here. And we're going to discuss more about Dharmkhand in the next slide. what's over there in Tarmkhand? Tarmkhand is governed by Tarmarai. Gurbani has many references to this entity. What is Tarmarai? Tarmarai hai har ka kiya. Tarmarai is an entity, it's a power that Guru Sahib or Akal Purakh or Vaheguru has established in Tarmkhand to do justice. And Tarmkhand, in order to do Tarmarai, in order to do justice, has an army of Jamduts and his soldiers. And he does all his works through those Jams. All the good and bad actions done by the creatures on this earth, which is Karam Bhoomi, are judged over there. For good actions, the creatures or the souls are rewarded. For bad actions, they are punished. How they are punished? There are many heavens and hells in Tarmkhand. There is not one heaven or hell. There are many heavens and hells over there. If you have done good deeds, they are sent to heavens. If you have done bad deeds, they are sent to different kind of hells over there. Jitne narak se manu bhoge. This Pankti proves that there are more than one narak over there, different kind of narks over there. After exhausting their time in heaven or hell, the creatures or the souls, they have to come back to the Karam Bhoomi and start their into the cycle of reincarnation again. So it does not get stopped in heaven and hell. Once they say, for example, somebody has done upon some bad deed and that person suffers for 2 or 3 years, whatever time, after doing their time, they come back to the cycle of reincarnation, which is the cycle of death, birth, death, and then rebirth again. And over here, the souls that have done really good karma, who have done not good or bad karma only, but the souls that have done bhakti or naam simran, those souls or those jivatmas are moved above the Tarmkhand. They go to Gyan Khand, Sharam Khand, Karam Khand, and Sach Khand, depending on their deeds or the amount of bhakti they have done. At the time of death, what really happens? According to Sikhi, we are not this body. We live in this body. We are to this body just as the clothes are to our body. Just like we say these clothes are, we are not, the body is not the clothes. Same way, we are not the body. We live in this body. And we live in the form of a Sukshim Sri. We have a Sukshim Sri. That Sukshim Sri lives in this body. And that's the, some people say, you know, Gurbani says, Jau Jam Aaye Kes Gah Patke. When the jams come and they hold you by your case, what will you do then? But then they argue that, does a soul have hair? They argue that. So the answer to their question is, the body has hair, and the Sukshim Sarir or the micro body that lives inside this body also has hair. And those are the hair that Jamdus, when they come, they grab. So what happens at the time of death? What is death? Death does not mean that we will die. E avnashi hota aya. The jivatma living inside has always been there and will always be there. Will never die, was never born. Why? Because kaho kabir e ram ki ansh. The atma that we have inside is made of the same substance that Vaheguru is made of. That's why that atma can merge into Vaheguru. And since Vaheguru can never die, we also will never die. But yes, what can happen is we can suffer for eternity. So at the time of death, what really happens is, for a normal, who's not a good sake, for a normal human being, they are separated from this body. The atma is separated, this is separated out from the body. And it's written in the Bani that it's a very painful experience. Haddam ko kutka hai. What's the pankti baba? Jind namani kaddi hai. Haddam ko kutka hai. So the jind means the atma. The jamduts or the messengers of death, they take out the body, they take us out from this body forcefully. And some Gursikhs also write that when they try to take us, separate us from the body, the atma or the soul fights back. Okay, like we don't want to get separated, we don't want to die. We think if we die, we are finished. So it fights back with the jams. But they say that the jamdus or the messengers of death, they are very strong. Only tagde paaye haath. They're very strong. They have strong arms. They take you out. And then when the fighting back doesn't work, the atma starts begging. And that's also, there's a shabd recorded in Gurbani that Bhagat Kabir ji, when he was doing bhakti with his Bhagat Kabir ji was a bhagat whose bani is in Sri Guru Granth Sahib ji, very great bhagat. With his mystical eye, he was able to see the conversation between the jivatma who did not want to get out and the jams. Amal Srano Lekha Dena. What's the pankti? Hanji?
Amal Srano Lekha Dena. Aye Kathan Dood
Jam Lena.
Chalo
Chhatab Divan Bulaya. So at the time of death, what happened is there was a very rich person whom the messengers of death wanted to take out. He said, you know, just give me one night. Then I'll come in the morning. Give me some time. But they said no. Now chalo shitab divan bulaya. Divan means taramraya. Shitab means right away. Go right, come right away. Because taramraya has called you. So at the time of death, there is no way. You have to get out. And it's a very painful experience. And from there, the atma or jivatma is taken to the court of taramraya. And that path from this earth to the court is a very painful path. Depending on one's karma, it's a long path. Along the path, there's lots of obstacles in the way. For example, there's a thing called Puraslath. Puraslath ka panth dhvela. Sangna sathi gavan akela. So Puraslath is the place where the jivatma has to pass through fire. And there's a very small hole, like as small as a hair. And one has to pass through that. And they're forced to pass through that. Very painful experience. Then there's a river of blood and dirt through which the Atma has to go. And that is also a very painful experience. So by the time the Jivatma or the creature reaches Taramkhand, it's totally exhausted. And over there, the Atma is then judged based on their good and bad deeds. When I say Atma, I mean the Jivatma with Suksham Sarir, not the Atma alone. I mean the whole with the Suksham Sarir, or the body, the spiritual body that they have inside. Many good Sikhs, you know, who have faith in Gurbani, when they read these kind of descriptions, they believe in it 100%. They know that the time is coming. That's why they engage more in Naam. And this is one thing that deters them away from doing Paap. Because when you do Paap, you're not going to get away from it. The good Sikhs who have faith in Gurbani, they know that they will be held accountable for each and every Paap, every bad karma they've done. What happens to good Sikhs after death? They're also separated. But they don't have to go on the path of of the Jamduts or the messengers of death. As the first pankti says, Jisnu kirpa kare this gur mila, so har gun gaave, taram raya tinka mit hai, jam magna paave. Taram raya tinka mit, mit means mitra or friend. Taram raya, the king of Taramkhand is their friend. And he does not put them on the path of jam mag. Mag means path. He does not put them on the path of Jamduts. Next pankti. Jithe lekha mangi hai, tithe hoi sacha nishan. As I mentioned before, when you do bhakti, at that time the good Sikhs, they develop an insignia or a symbol or a nishan on their forehead. So looking at the nishan, the Jamduts will not ask for lekha. They will not come near the good Sikhs just by looking at the nishan. Taram raya ka karego jo fatyo saglo lekha. When we jap naam, the power of naam erases our good and bad karma, both. So when Taram raya or people in Taramkhand, they look at our file, they see no record over there. So since they see no record, they have to let you go. What can Taram raya do to you if he sees no lekha or no record of your good and bad deeds? He has to let you go.
You said that you have to pay for all your karma that you do, and then now you just said that if you jump now, then you're going to...
Yes. This is a very good question. Maybe we can do it afterwards. I did last year also. What happens with Gurka Shabd Kate Kot Karam? There are two ways to exhaust a karma. One way to exhaust a bad karma is to suffer the consequence of the karma. If somebody has done a bad deed, suffer the consequence, and then that karma will be exhausted then. Second way, and the easier way, and smarter way to erase your karma is to jap naam. Naam is such a detergent, such a power that erases the karma, the record of karma from your soul or from your being. That's why there are Gurbani Pangtiyan. Gurka Shabd Kate Kot Karam. Just by japing naam, Kot Karam means countless or crore karam, 10 million karam, which actually means countless. Countless karams are erased by japing naam. So this is one way to erase your bad karma. Otherwise, it's impossible to get out of this cycle by doing, you know, good and bad karma. You have to find something else, which is namza karma, to erase this bad karma. This is another very interesting pankti, beautiful pankti from, I believe, Baba Nakri. Re re darga kahe na kahu, aao baith, aadar sab dev, aadar sab dev. What this means is, you know what re re means? Oi, 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 oi. You know, out as disrespect. When you go to darga, nobody will say oi, oi to you. They will, instead, they will say, aao ji, baitho ji, aao baith. Adar sab dev. Adar means respect. They will all give you shubh respect and all that when you reach darga. Aao ji, baitho ji. So, and on the other hand, people who have done bad karma, they will be disrespected and treated accordingly. Gursikhs who have jap naam, they're given VIP treatment. You know. Why are the Gursikhs saved? I'll go to the second slok first and then we'll do the first one. Again, I think Baba Nakri. Slok, jahe sadhu gobind bhajan, kirtan nanak neet, anahum, anatum, anah chutehen, nikat na jaiyo dhut. This pankti really is what the Ramarai has said to his, actually was recorded saying to his army or his servants. This is the Ramarai talking to them. And Gusev has recorded the conversation of the Ramarai to his servants, which are jamduts. Tarmara says, Jai Sadhu Govind Pajan Kirtan Nanak Neet. The place where Gursikhs and Sadhus, they do Pajan, which is Naam Japna, and do Kirtan. Those Gursikhs, if you never go, Na Ho, Na Tu, Na Chute, Nikatna Jaiyo Dut. Never go near those Gursikhs who do Pajan or do Naam Jap and who do Kirtan. You know why? Because if you go near them, then nor you will be saved, nor I will be saved. Like we'll both get punished. So such is the order from Akal Purakh on the head of Taramarai, that if the Jamduts of Taramarai mistreat the Gursikhs, there will be the Taramarai himself will have to suffer consequences. And this is why Taramarai is saying that, giving order to his servants, do not go near Gursikhs, stay away from them. And the first pankti says, very famous shabd that we do every day before retiring to bed. Gurka shabd rakhwaye, chonki chogard hamare, Ram naam man laga, jam lajaye kar paga. Chonki chogard hamare means there's a shield. When you do jab naam and when you do gurbani part, there is a shield, a protective shield that goes around the Gursikhs. And nobody can penetrate through that shield. And when the jam, you know, they come close, they run away from it. Lajai means ashamed, embarrassed. Jam lajai kar paga. The jam, when you see the Gursikh, it runs away from a Gursikh. Because it gets embarrassed, because the jam knows that he cannot go through that shield, that protective shield that Gursikh has around him. There's also a story of a Gursikh from the time of Paisavranti Isanji. I think it was Dr. Basant Singh or one of the companions of Dr. Basant Singh. They used to do bhakti and naam jap in the Himalayas, which is the mountainous area of India, North India. And at one time they were doing bhakti at late night time, and they were sitting on a big rock and they were doing bhakti, and there was a babbar sher came. Babbar sher is, you know, a lion. And they came, all when Bhagat ji and Gursikh that opened his eyes, saw sher in front of them. they were for a split second they were worried, but then right away they started, they sang this shabd, Gurka shabd rakhware chauki chaugar thamare Ram naam anulaga jamla jaya kar paga. And those Gursikhs, they later on recorded that right away there was a iron cage around them. They could see the iron cage around them, and the lion couldn't come inside. And when the Gursikhs saw this karamat or this miracle of Guru of Akal Purakh, they got into naam engagement in even more, with more vigor, with more force after that. So such is the power of Gurbani. If we bring faith on Gurbani and naam, there's no doubt that we'll be saved. No doubt about it.
Samjhi nahi aayi
theek hai say that again
you know the can be na we got a ride or the jumdus they can't
come near
but when they do come they have a purpose of actually coming to take you away, so is that not like a sign to say that your time is now up and you need to go to pay themselves that, you know, say that to the
not necessarily but sometimes what happens is there was a Gursikh who at one time had a relative who was a big sinner, and that person was sitting on deathbed when I think it was by Radhi Singh himself he walked in, that person who was dying could see Jamdoots scaring him, like just before coming he could see the Jamdoots were there, but when the Gursikh walked in at that time, Paisa writes that just before Amrit getting darshan of Akal Purakh, he was doing Sukhmi Sahib the part continuously. He would just do continuous Sukhmi Sahib parts all day long. And at that time also, while he was walking in, he was doing Sukhmi Sahib part. And before there was a fear on the face of the relative. But when Paisa walked in, all of a sudden he was relieved. You know, he said, "Ranti Singh, mere kol baja, maine wo jamdun vekh ke bhaj gaya." Some that kind of thing. So it could be that not only that case, sometimes when Gursikhs go near that near a bad person, Jamdus are reluctant to come close near them. So now we're going to talk about Gyan Khand. In the Dharm Khand, the main virtue was Dharm or justice. In Gyan Khand, it's Gyan or knowledge. Gyan Khand ka hai Dharm, Dharm Khand ka hai Dharm, Gyan Khand ka akho karam. ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਪਵਨ ਪਾਣੀ ਵਸੰਤਰ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਕਾਣ ਮਹੇਸ਼ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਬ੍ਰਹਮੇ ਘਾਟ ਘੜੀ ਰੂਪ ਰੰਗ ਕੇ ਵੇਸ਼ ਕਹਿੰਦੀਆਂ ਕਰਮ ਭੂਮੀ ਮੇਰ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਧੂਪ ਦੇਸ਼ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਇੰਦ ਚੰਦ ਸੂਰ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਮੰਡਲ ਦੇਸ਼ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਸਿੱਧ ਬੁੱਧ ਨਾਥ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਦੇਵੀ ਵੇਸ਼ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਦੇਵ ਦਾਨਵ ਮੁਨ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਰਤਨ ਸੰਬੰਧ ਕਹਿੰਦੀਆਂ ਖਾਣੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੀਆਂ ਬਾਣੀ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਪਾਤ ਨਰਿੰਦ ਕਹਿੰਦੀਆਂ ਸੁਰਤੀ ਸੇਵਕ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਨਾਨਕ ਅੰਤ ਨਾਨਕ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਸੀ ਦ ਡਿਫਰੈਂਸ ਓਵਰ ਹੇਅਰ ਦਿਸ ਆਲਸੋ ਮੈਂਸ਼ਨਸ ਪਵਨ ਐਂਡ ਪਾਣੀ ਐਂਡ ਧਰਮ ਖੰਡ ਆਲਸੋ ਮੈਂਸ਼ਨਸ ਪਵਨ ਪਾਣੀ There's a difference though. In Taramkhand it says just Pavan Pani, just one Pavan. Pavan means air, Pani means water. But over here it says Kete Pavan Pani Vasantar. In Taramkhand or this earth that we live in, there's only one kind of water, there's one kind of air, and one kind of fire. But in Gyan Khand, there are countless types of airs, countless different kind of waters, you know, different kind of fires. And same way, Kete Kaan Mahesh. On this earth we only know one Kaan. Anybody knows what Kaan is?
Krishna.
So there's only one Krishna to be known as over there. Kete Kaan Mahesh. Mahesh means Shivji. The Hindu god who has a snake around his neck. Kete Brahma ka ardh kadi hai, Roop Rang ke Vesh. There are many countless Brahmas who are creating world over there. Kete Karam Pumi Mer ke Sen. There are many Karam Pumiya that you find out over there. You can see from Gyan Khand countless karam bhumiya like this earth. Kete in the chand sur kete kete mandal desh, different moons, many kind of moons, many suns and so on, many siddhas, many buddhas, you know, buddhas that Lord Buddha Gautam Buddha, the founder of Buddhist religion, countless Buddhists are there, countless demigods. So in Dharm Khand, Gyan Khand, really if you look at Gyan Khand we realize that the founders of many faiths are residing or sitting in Gyankhand. So if you ask a Muslim, what happens if I don't become a Muslim, what happens to me? The Muslim will say that if you're not a Muslim, then you're a kafir, and kafir will go to hell. Doesn't matter how good you are, doesn't matter how moral you are, how many good deeds you do, but if you don't bring your faith on Prophet Muhammad, then you automatically qualify to go to Jahannam. Jahannam means hell. Exactly same line, a Christian will take. See, if you don't bring your faith on Jesus Christ, doesn't matter how good you are, how bad you are, doesn't matter, you'll still go to hell. But Sikhi over here has a different stance. Sikhi says that for the good that you do, you will be rewarded. And for the bad, you will be punished. Doesn't matter if you're Hindu or a Muslim or a Sikh, doesn't matter who you are. If you do bad, you'll be punished. If you do good, you will be rewarded for that. And Sikhi also believes that different religions, they do take you up to some level. Sikhi does not reject all of them. If Sikhi had rejected, Guru Sahib just wouldn't have put Brahman, Krishna, Mahesh, Shivji and all those Siddhas and Buddhas into this body. Guru Sahib does recognize that their dwellings or their places do exist. There are places where Indrapuri, Shivpuri, Brahmapuri, all these places which are controlled by these demigods like Brahmas and Shivjis and Krishnas, those which is background, those places do exist. And people who worship Krishna, for example, they will go where Krishna is, where Krishna lives now. Krishna lives in Vaikunth, which is a place in Gyankhand, a huge place in Gyankhand where Krishna lives. And his followers who do honestly follow him, they will go there. But it's unreasonable to say that if you're working towards Jannat, you're working towards going to Krishna, you will not end up in Sanchkhand. You'll go what you're working towards. So all you have to do is answering that question, are all religions equal? I don't know if they're equal or unequal. The thing is, the religions will take you as far as where they have their right on. So for example, if Christianity says heaven, then you can only go up to heaven. You can't go from heaven to any place above heaven. So it's only Sri Guru Nanak Dev Ji Maharaj who introduced to the world the concept of Panchkhand. Before that, there was no concept of Panchkhand. Nobody knew about Panchkhand. They only thought, for example, Christians, they thought the highest level of world or the universe is heaven. Muslims thought it was Jannat. Guru Nanak Sahib said, no, there are levels above heaven, above Jannat, and above Swarg Nark. Swarg Nark is a level here for Hindus. So, because those other prophets, they were not aware of such kind. So that's why they have not recorded it. Guru Nanak Sahib knew everything. Then Guru Sahib listed the whole creation in Panchkhand. We already done this slide, I've done it earlier. I also want to mention another Sakhi. About 10 years ago, or 10, 12 years ago, I knew a Gursikh. His name was Subedar Baghel Singh Ji. He has written many books. Many of the Gursikhs over here have read those books. Subedar Baghel Singh Ji was a very good Gursikh. And he had mystical experiences in his life. At one time, I asked him to narrate me a spiritual experience. After much hesitation and after much persuasion, he finally narrated one incident from his when he was doing Pagati Naam Vyas. He said that at one time, he was doing Naam Vyas, and he was sitting in Pagati, that all of a sudden, he had an out-of-body experience, a real out-of-body experience, where he said that he came out of his body, and came out of his body in such a great force that he went through the roof. When he was approaching the roof, he was scared that he's going to, hurt his head. But he just went through the roof. And then he went outside and with very great speed, he was moving upwards. He said that he kept moving upwards till he could see the stars and sun. And moving up, he came to a place. He said he doesn't know what place that was. He arrived at a mandal, he said mandal actually, at a place where there was Sant Mandali. There was a garden. There were many beautiful flowers over there. And there was Sant Mandali over the Gursikhs or people who do Bhakti sitting in different corners of that garden. And he was very surprised to see them. They were doing Bhakti and all that. And the place was so beautiful that he said he was just lost in the beauty of that place. And then he saw a very beautiful flower which he was attracted towards. And he felt like smelling that flower. So he plucked it. He plucked the flower. He was surprised to see that when he plucked the flower came in his hand, but the flower was also on the plant. So flower was on both sides. And he was very surprised to see that. And then he said that very soon he came back to his body again. So this is just to one other experience that a Gursikh narrated, telling us that there are other worlds. This is not the only world. There are many other countless places in this universe that we haven't seen. We'll now move on to Sharam Khanda. In the Sharam Khanda, beauty is dominant. As we saw in Taram Khanda, justice was dominant. In Gyan Khanda, knowledge was dominant. And in Sharam Khanda, it's beauty. Gyan Khanda mein Gyan Prachand. This Pankti says in Gyan Khanda, Gyan Prachand, Gyan is in framing, full of Gyan. Tithe Naad Nod Kodana, there's very lot of bliss in Gyan Khanda. And Gursa moves on to Sharam Khanda. Sharam Khanda ki Bani Roop, Tithe Kaadat Kadiye, Bahut Anoop. Kaadat Kadiye Anoop means the construction of Sharam Khanda is very beautiful, very, very beautiful. Tithe Anoop means beautiful. Taakiyan Gilna Kathiyan Na Jahein, Jeko Kahe Pichhe Pichhtaye. You cannot describe the beauty of Sharam Khanda. If you try to describe it, you'll have to regret later on because you'll be unable to do it. Tithe kadiye surat mat man budh, tithe kadiye suran siddha ki sudh. My understanding of this khanda is that this khanda is the preparatory khanda. It's a prep khanda to move on to the next ayat khandas. Oh, in this khanda, as you see the last panktiyan, tithe kadiye surat mat man budh. You get new intelligence and you develop new senses over there. Because with this intelligence and with these senses, we cannot understand, comprehend such khanda. So this is kind of a preparatory khanda to move you on to the next khanda, which is karma khanda and such khanda. Karma khanda and such khanda. If you notice that all the other khands, they're listed in individual paudis in Japji Sahib. But this particular khand is not listed in paudis. Both are listed in one paudi. And there's a reason for that. Paisavrati Senji writes in his book that the reason why these two khands are written in one paudi is because these two khands are almost same. They're almost the same thing. And comparing Sach Khand and Karam Khand, he gives a very beautiful example. He says that in a house, the Sach Khand is the inside part and Karam Khand is the veranda. In India they have veranda, I don't know what they call it in English. They have veranda from where you can, a lobby kind of thing, from where you can see and experience everything that's going on inside the house. And from Karam Khand, everything in Sach Khand is visible. It's just that they're not inside the house, they're just outside it, in the lobby. So that's Karam Khand and Sach Khand. So going through Karam Khand, you see Karam Khand ki bani zor, tithe hor na koi hor. The bani over here means bantar. The construction or the gursikhs over here is zor, is power. In Karam Khand, there's a lot full of power. Gursikhs over there are full of power. Tithe jodh mahabal sur, tinme ram raha parpur. In order to reach Karam Khand, you have to be a warrior, a great warrior, because you were able to subdue and beat the panch vikars, kaam, krodh, lobh, mohankar. That's why Guru Sahib calls them Jodh Mahabal Sur, Mahabali, very powerful Surah, Surme warriors. Tithe Sito Sita Mahima Mahen, Taki Rupna Kathne Jahen. Over there, the Gursikhs are totally Sito Sita, means totally absorbed in Vaheguru. And they are so beautiful that you cannot describe their beauty over there. They look so beautiful, absorbed in Vaheguru. Naam Marena Thagain Jahen, Janke Ram Masyaman Mahen. They never die and koi nu thag nahi sakda tinke ram vase man mahe tithe bhagat vase ke lo kare anand sacha man soye. There are many worlds, many colonies of bhagats in Karam Khand. They reside in many colonies. Tithe bhagat vase ke lo, ke means kai, lo means worlds, different colonies, different places of development. Then Sach Khand vase nirankar, ਕਰ ਕਰ ਵੇਖਿਆ ਨਦਰ ਨਿਹਾਲ। ਸਮਟਾਈਮਸ ਵੀ ਗੈਟ ਕਨਫਿਊਜ਼, ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਹੋਏ ਸੇਜ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਵਿੱਚ ਨਿਰੰਕਾਰ ਇਜ਼ ਰਿਜ਼ਾਈਡਸ, ਬਟ ਗੁਰੂ ਗੁਰਬਾਣੀ ਆਲਸੋ ਸੇਜ ਦੈਟ ਗੁਰੂ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲਸੋ ਓਵਰ ਹੇਅਰ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਇਜ਼ ਐਵਰੀਵੇਅਰ, ਸੋ ਵਾਈ ਇਜ਼ ਇਸ ਸਮਥਿੰਗ ਸਪੈਸ਼ਲ ਇਨ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ? ਯੈਸ, ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਸਪੈਸ਼ਲ ਇਨ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ, ਜਸਟ ਲਾਈਕ ਸਨ ਇਜ ਮਿਲੀਅਨਸ ਆਫ ਕਿਲੋਮੀਟਰਸ ਅਵੇ ਫਰੋਮ ਹੇਅਰ, ਦ ਰੀਅਲ ਸਨ ਇਜ਼ ਓਵਰ ਦੇਅਰ, ਬਟ ਔਨ ਅਰਥ ਵੀ ਆਲਸੋ ਐਕਸਪੀਰੀਅੰਸ ਸਨ, ਵੀ ਹੈਵ ਦ ਰੇਜ਼ ਆਫ ਸਨ ਕਮਿੰਗ ਹੇਅਰ। ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਗੋਡ ਇਜ਼ ਇਨ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਆਲਸੋ, ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲਸੋ ਐਵਰੀਵੇਅਰ ਐਲਸ ਥਰੂ ਇਜ਼ ਰੇਜ਼ ਐਂਡ ਥਰੂ ਇਜ਼ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਐਵਰੀਵੇਅਰ। And also when we saw the diagram in the beginning, everything is in Sachkhand. Sachkhand is not far away from it, everything is within Sachkhand. Jithe khand mandal varpand je ko kathya da ant anant, same thing. There are many colonies and many other galaxies of Gursikhs in Sachkhand. Je ko kathya da ant anant, if somebody tries to describe them, it cannot. There is no ant to it. ਜਿੱਥੇ ਲੋ ਲੋ ਆਕਾਰ ਜਬ ਜਬ ਹੁਕਮ ਤਿਵੇਂ ਤਵਕਾਰ, ਵੇਖਿਆ ਵਿਕਸੇ ਕਰ ਵਿਚਾਰ, ਨਾਨਕ ਕਥਨਾ ਕਰੜਾ ਸਾਰ। ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼ ਡਿਸਕ੍ਰਾਈਬਿੰਗ ਦ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਚਿਊਇੰਗ ਔਨ ਹਾਰਡ ਆਇਰਨ, ਲਾਈਕ ਅਵਰ ਟੀਥ ਆਰ ਨੋਟ ਕੈਪੇਬਲ ਆਫ ਚਿਊਇੰਗ ਆਇਰਨ, ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਵੀ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਡਿਸਕ੍ਰਾਈਬ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ, ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਹਾਊ ਡੂ ਯੂ ਡਿਸਕ੍ਰਾਈਬ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ? ਇਜ਼ ਨੋ ਵਰਡ ਯੂ ਕੰਪੇਅਰ ਇਟ ਅਗੇਂਸਟ, ਇਜ਼ ਨੋ ਨਥਿੰਗ ਕੰਪੇਅਰੇਬਲ ਇਨ ਔਨ ਅਰਥ ਦੈਟ ਯੂ ਕੰਪੇਅਰ ਇਟ ਟੂ। ਆਲ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਸੇਜ਼ ਜਸਟ ਵਾਹ ਵਾਹ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ, ਦੈਟਸ ਵਾਈ ਯੂ ਸੇ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਔਰ ਜਸਟ ਵਿਸਮਾਦ, ਯੂ ਕੈਨੋਟ ਡਿਸਕ੍ਰਾਈਬ ਇਟ। ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਆਲਸੋ ਵੈਰੀ ਇੰਪੋਰਟੈਂਟ ਟੋਪਿਕ, ਕੌਨਸ਼ੀਅਸਨੈਸ ਇਨ ਸੱਚਖੰਡ। ਲਾਈਕ ਸਮ ਪੀਪਲ ਸੇ ਜਿਉਂ ਵਟ ਹੈਪਨਸ ਐਟ ਦੀ ਟਾਈਮ ਆਫ ਗੱਟਸ, ਵਟ ਦੀ ਟੋਪ ਮੋਸਟ ਅਵਸਥਾ ਔਰ ਦੀ ਟੋਪ ਮੋਸਟ ਸਟੇਟ ਆਫ ਅ ਗੁਰ ਸਿੱਖ? There are Gurbani Pankhiyan that says that just like a drop merges into ocean, the same way Gursikh merges into Vaheguru. Does that mean that the consciousness or the... Is the Gursikh destroyed then? Does Gursikh have no identity after that? Many people I've spoken to, they believe that after death we totally merge into Vaheguru, we become Vaheguru, and then we lose our identity. We don't live anymore. It's only Vaheguru then. To me, that concept is almost next to death. I personally, and then I read books of different Gursikhs and read Gurbani, and I personally have come to the conclusion that you do, in such kind, you do merge with Vaheguru, but you do retain your identity. The reason for that is, if you don't have consciousness, maybe not identity, not a good word, if you don't have consciousness, if you don't have Suruti, how do you experience Ananda? ਇਨ ਸੋਲਹ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਸੇਜ਼, ਕਰੋ ਬੇਨੰਤੀ ਸੁਣੋ ਮੇਰੇ ਮੀਤਾ, ਸੰਤ ਟਹਿਰ ਕੀ ਵੇਲਾ, ਈਹਾਂ ਖਾਟ ਚਲੋ ਹਰ ਲਾਹਾ, ਆ ਗਏ ਬਸਨ ਸੁਹੇਲਾ। ਸਿੱਧ ਆ ਗਏ ਬਸਨ ਸੁਹੇਲਾ, ਸੁਹੇਲਾ ਮੀਨਸ ਪੀ ਵੈਰੀ ਬਲਿਸਫੁਲ, ਹੈਪੀ ਡਿਵੈਲਿੰਗ ਇਨ ਦ ਨੈਕਸਟ ਵਰਲਡ, ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਬੀ, ਯੂ ਵਿਲ ਹੈਵ ਹੈਪੀ ਲਿਵਿੰਗ, ਬਟ ਹਾਊ ਕੈਨ ਯੂ ਇੰਜੋਏ ਬਲਿਸ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਨੋਟ ਐਗਜ਼ਿਸਟਿੰਗ ਐਨੀਮੋਰ? ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਓਨਲੀ ਇੰਜੋਏ ਆਨੰਦ, ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਓਨਲੀ ਹੈਵ ਆਨੰਦ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਐਗਜ਼ਿਸਟ। ਸੋ ਓਨਲੀ ਗੋਡ ਨੋਜ਼ ਵਟ ਦੀ ਸੋਲਿਊਸ਼ਨ ਟੂ ਦਿਸ ਪ੍ਰੋਬਲਮ, ਬਟ as the next shabd will also make clear, there is eternal life. Gursikh has eternal life in Vaheguru, no more home in the sense of worldly sense, but Gursikhs do have some kind of consciousness. That's why they are able to have anand and bliss in the next world after getting merged in Vaheguru. Begampura shahar ko nao ਦੁੱਖ ਅੰਦੋ ਨਹੀਂ ਤੇ ਠਾਉਂ। ਬੇਗਮਪੁਰਾ, ਬੇ ਫਸਟ ਅਥੋਰਟੀ ਹਰਡ ਬੇਗਮਪੁਰਾ ਮੀਨਸ ਸਮ ਕਾਇੰਡ ਆਫ ਬੇਗਮ, ਇਟਸ ਮੁਸਲਿਮ ਨੇਮ, ਬੇਗਮ, ਬੇਗਮ ਮੀਨਸ ਵਾਈਫ, ਵਟ ਇਜ਼ ਬੇਗਮਪੁਰਾ ਮੀਨਸ ਵਾਈਫਪੁਰਾ, ਵਟ ਇਜ਼, ਬਟ ਦੈਨ ਆਈ ਰੀਅਲਾਈਜ਼ ਇਟਸ ਨੋਟ, ਇਟਸ ਬੇ ਗਮਪੁਰਾ, ਬੇ ਇਜ਼ ਸੈਪਰੇਟਡ, ਬੇ ਮੀਨਸ ਵਿਦਆਊਟ, ਗਮ ਮੀਨਸ ਦੁੱਖ, ਪੁਰਾ ਮੀਨਸ ਦ ਪਲੇਸ ਔਰ ਅ ਸਿਟੀ ਔਰ ਕੰਟਰੀ। ਸੋ ਬੇਗਮਪੁਰਾ ਮੀਨਸ the city where there is no sorrow, no unhappiness. Begampura is the name of the city. There is no sorrow and anxiety in that place. Dukh ando nahi te thaun, na tashvish firaj na maal, khauf na khata taras na taras zawal. This is all Farsi group shabd by Bhagat Ravidas ji. Tashvish means fikr, worries. There is no tax. Firaj means tax. There is no tax and there is no business in the worldly sense. So basically there is no worry about earning your living. There is no khauf na khata na taras zawal. There's no fear of doing a mistake, and there's no fear of going down. Bhagati says that ab mohe khub vatan kah pai, uha khair sada mere pai. Okay, now by the grace of Guru, I have found that city. There is always security and peace in this new found place. Very important thing for us is stability. In Begampura, in Sachkhand, the Padshahi or the government is very stable. Kayam Dayam Sada Padshahi. The kingdom or the government of Vaheguru in Sachkhand is eternal, is very stable. Dhomna same, ek sawahi. Dhomna same is one and two. There are no levels, everybody is equal over there. There is no status over there. Abadan sada mashahur, uha gani basen mamur. This city is a very famous city. Uha gani basen mamur. In that city, countless gursikhs reside. Countless pagats reside in that city. And they are in Ananda. Tiyo tiyo sail karein, jiyo paave. Sail means sail karni. At their will, the pagats can do sail over there. They can go wherever they want. Mehram mehal na kovat kaave. Mehram means Vaheguru, the pyara Vaheguru. In Sachkhand is also written that there is a mehal of Vaheguru. In the mehal, there is a throne of Vaheguru. On the throne, Vaheguru is seated. So there is no one stops gursikhs from going into that mehram mehal, in the palace of Vaheguru, and going to have darshan of Vaheguru. Even though Vaheguru is everywhere, going into the mehal, nobody stops them from doing it. Kairav Das Kalas Chamara, Joham Shahri Samit Mara. Kairav Das Ji says that, I the Chamar, Chamar is the so-called low caste, that I low caste have been freed from these bonds. Joham Shahri, only those people who are citizens of Begampura are my friends. So that's the end of the slide. If you have any questions, you can go through them now. Okay. Anji, question up there. ਸਾਰੇ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਕਰਕੇ ਚੁੱਪ ਦਾ ਦਾਨ ਬਖਸ਼ੋ ਇੱਕ ਚੁੱਪ ਸੌ ਸੁੱਖ
why we can understand the concept of time obviously why we use timeless is there any reference in the Bali that says that indicates when this temple this world was created and also the second part is do we know whether our souls were created at the same time at the start of this world? And if so, would that mean being in this reincarnation cycle all that time? Or do souls become newly created and go to different time phases?
So your first question was when the earth was created? When was the earth created? Any timeline on it? Yeah, in Gurbani there is no timeline on earth, on the creation of this world. And as the name implies, the Sachkhand and Karam Khand, these are the only khands which are eternal. All the other khands, Taram Khand, Gyan Khand, and Sharam Khand, and all the Karam Bhumis, they were created and they can be destroyed or they can be pulled back into at the will of God. But Sachkhand, as the name Sach means eternal. Sach can never die, Sach was never born. So Sachkhand is an eternal creation. Was never born, will never be destroyed. And earth, it's Gurbani says, kai bar pasriyo pasar, which means that this creation has been created many times. And many times Guru Sahib has destroyed it. Like Alprakh has taken it back into himself. And many times at his will, he creates it back. But Guru Nanadevji also mentions in Sri Jabji Sahib, kavan se vela, vakat kavan, kavan fit, kavan var, kavan sriti, maha kavan, jitva akar. Guru Sahib clearly in the end says that jaan karta sriti ko saje, aapai jane swar. So, it's according to Guru Sahib, it's not important when it was created. Another thing is that the Gurbani also does not recognize the concept of time. In those higher spheres, the higher realms, there's no concept of time. Like, what really is time? How would you count time if I say million years? But years actually means 1 year going earth going around sun. So when there was no sun, when there was no earth, how would you count any time? So really, there's no mention, and Guru Sahib does not give any importance to the time issue at all. Because it will be created many times, it will be destroyed many times. And second question was on the souls. If the souls are created and destroyed, okay. Again, the answer to this question is that first of all, the Atma or the soul inside is made of same substance as Vaheguru himself. That's why Gurbani says that Naya Buddha, Naya Bala, and it doesn't say same, it says E Avinashi Hota Aya. The soul has always been there, part of Vaheguru, and it will always be there. But when did this reincarnation start? I guess when God created this Karam Bhumi last time around, that's when the souls were sent back into here. Some, whatever, God knows what serial into it. Nobody knows else can answer the question.
This is the question I have myself. I used to think about this a lot as well. There are certain lines in Jodhpur Sahib that jumped out to me. And there's two or three parties here. Asam, Wadoi Pandal, Yogesh Pant, or Ekdawar, Kadurveki Sirjan Har, Nanak Sanjay, Pisantika. So the bit that I want to ask about is Yogesh Pant, so Ekdawar. So almost as though the building blocks of creation are created in one instant, and everything is now being replenished, and it's all being. Is that correct understanding?
In my opinion, this is Pankti, Yogesh Pant, Ekdawar. This body actually really refers to the earth of this five, made of five elements. And over here, as you see, God has put everything all at once. This is why I personally do not believe in 8.4 million in the evolution. We believe in 8.4 million life forms. At the same time, God created all 8.4 million time jhoniya. The life forms are not changing, decreasing or increasing on time. They, like, for example, at the time of Guru Nanak Sahib Ji, there were 8.4 million life forms. I've heard some scholarly Gursikhs or scientist Gursikhs saying that, you know what, at that time there were 8.4 million. Now we have discovered many more. But that cannot be the case. If there are 8.4 million life forms, out of that 4.2 are in water, 4.2 million are on earth. And those life forms never change. They're always there. They do not increase, they do not decrease. Yes, but what does happen is some life forms, they become dormant. They still exist on earth, but they become dormant. And at the will of God, whenever the will is, they will come back. For example, if they say dinosaurs existed on this earth so many million years ago, they do not exist anymore. But what happens is those life forms are still existing, they are in dormant form. Dormant means they are maybe in an egg form or whatever. But life forms do exist. At the time, when the time comes, whenever God wants, they may come back. So,
why did you pass our wine? Does Gurbani give me a reference to the time that when the soul be passed in the body? And it goes to Dhanakam.
What's the question? Question kisi? There are different in history what they've written is for some it takes long time depending on the sinful life. They say, I've read this in different books, they say that Jeh Mara ke Gane Jahina Kosa. In the second Ashtapadi of Sri Sri Sahib, the first couple of bodies, they actually are referred to that path of Jammag. And depending on one's spiritual, you know, elevation, it takes that much. If a person is sinner, it takes them longer. And for good sakes, they say that they can go there like that. They just appear over there. So it, for different people, it's different time.
Why would you call yourself a devotee? I just had to ask that. I'm being told that when you get to a certain stage of spirituality, you can go to a kind where you can actually get some powers. And I've been told that you can get a power like where you can come to earth and you can actually come and go as you please. So is there any other powers you can actually obtain? And if there are, what other powers are there?
It's a very good question. I don't know if people can come from other khands. I believe they can come. But from such khand, they can certainly come on this earth. Gurmukh khave jaye nisang. This is a pankti in I think in Siddh Ghosh or maybe in Dakhni Omkar. That Gursikhs at their will, Gursikhs who are residing in Sachkhand, at their will they can come and go on this earth. At their will they can come and at their will they can go. And I believe it could be also true for other khands like Gyan Khand, those Brahmas and those Shivjis, maybe they can also come and go, I'm not sure. But I know for Gursikhs for sure they can come and go on this from this earth.
I just wanted to ask you, there's a website called Hi-Fi, and on the profiles it says like who I'd like to meet, and I've looked on like some of the pages, profiles, and it said like I'd like to meet the Panchayati, and that after death, you know, like because your soul only goes with you, how are you meant to recognise them when you do eventually go to such camp?
I didn't understand it. Easy question. The question was, how do you recognize, how do you realize when you go to Sachkhand? How do you find out if it's Sachkhand? Oh, okay. Okay, you know about Sachkhand, I forgot to cover one topic in Sachkhand. The topic was about Dasam Dwar. I myself have not seen Dasam Dwar, but from reading the books of Gursikhs and from Gurbani, Dasam Dwar is a place within this body. It's a secret gateway through which you can access Sachkhand while living on this earth. While living on this earth, you can experience what's going on in Sachkhand. What really happens in Sachkhand is Akal Purukh, the naksha or the mapping of Sachkhand is very similar to Gurdwara Sahib. In Gurdwara Sahib, we have Guru Granth Sahib installed on the throne. In Sachkhand, there is Akal Purukh on the throne. In Gurdwara Sahib, we have Sangat sitting and singing praises of Vaheguru. In Sachkhand, it's the same, exactly same way. Gursikhs are sitting and they are singing praises of Akal Purukh. And they say it's extremely blissful. Like you cannot describe how blissful, how anandamayi that experience is. So Gursikhs who do bhakti, they while living in this world, they can access like a remote access kind of thing. They can go to Dasam Dwar and they can sit in Dasam Dwar. Their surti or their consciousness or the man actually goes to Dasam Dwar, and from Dasam Dwar they can experience what goes on in Sachkhand. So your question was that when you die, you want Panch Pyare to be there?
No, I've seen on profiles, like
after I die,
I'd like to see the
ten groups
or the Panch Pyare. How do you recognize them when
your
soul goes with you?
Okay, how do you recognize Panch Pyare there?
Or the
ten
groups.
Okay, that's, I think, we do not know at this time because we have forgotten, our memory has shared it. But our insight, the Atma insight and the Man insight, knows who Vaheguru is. It does not need any introduction. It just we have, the memory has erased from temporarily from us. But at the time when we reach that consciousness, we will see Vaheguru right while living in this world. So there will be no difficulty recognizing him afterwards. We already know who Vaheguru is. Hanji, pichhe question.
I was given a law, and I want to find out, first of sentencing and law, they should punish and have form of correct income by Siddhartha and Abhidhamma. I find that if Dharma does justice, it sort of defeats the purpose of sending someone to hell or reincarnating them 8.4 million times. If a person comes to this yoga, you know, once he's a human, cannot remember what they've done bad, what punishment they've given. Because the whole point of punishing is to correct someone, isn't that? So if we cannot remember what we've been through, then how are we supposed to sort of get to God? Gentlemen, the second part would be, I take to even on these words for it, that there are five times. If Muslims say there's seven stages and the Hindus say something else and God knows what else, then is there any evidence that we can sort of say that Gunnar did view the ultimate and say he's correct?
As far as I mentioned in the beginning of my presentation, that we'll have to bring faith on Gurbani. That this is the, like, many things that we may not have seen, but Gurbani says that those things exist, then those things exist. If now Gurbani says that Sach Khand, Begampura, Gurpuri, and different names given to that place, and many shabds in Gurbani describe the place, if Gurbani says that they exist, for a Sikh, that should be sufficient enough. So there's no more. But for non-Sikh, how to convince a non-Sikh? You really cannot convince the non-Sikh unless you have the power to show him such kind, which most of us, I do not have. So we leave them to the karma. Your first question was that the purpose of punishing is to reform, right? So I think in my way, what Gurusev has written in about heaven and hell is a very short description of what really occurs. Maybe what happens is after going to hell or heaven, maybe they are, you know, they go through a. I've also heard about that they choose their, that they reflect on what they've done, and then they choose their path or the janam and all that accordingly. Maybe that's what happens. Maybe they go through a consultation and they reflect on what they've done. But really, as I said, in Gurbani, does not describe like the details of it. And that's why in the 34th party, Gurusev says, Nanak, gaya japa. Only when you reach there, then you'll find out. So then, therefore, go, jai, ja. Jaake dekhla, aap pe dekhla jaake. Othe ki hai. The Gurbani says that to us. So, and if we did not have memory, imagine if you could remember your past life, what a mess this world would have been. Like you could, what you really want is you want a fresh start. Then you wouldn't have got a fresh start. For example, K.P.S. Gill, you know, for example, let's imagine he really reforms and he wants a fresh start. And if everybody remembers that that's K.P.S. Gill, you know, then he will never get fresh. Everybody will, you know, torment him. I don't know if he'll get a fresh start, but just as we're using an example.
I'm just going to say, it's very nice that everyone's found out about what happens to people when they pass away, and especially people that have been jumping on them. What really interested me was something that appeared on your forum, but the Toronto Singers Forum, and I put them on forum, a picture of Dr. Bussin Singh, and that story, just for a few days, I just couldn't stop rereading that story. Can you tell us an example, whichever one you like, of a good walker passing away, and some experiences that happened, just so that everyone sees what the opposite end of the scale is as well.
What do you think?
Why would you go Khalsa? Why don't you keep a bit? I've heard about two Gursikhs who passed away, very good Gursikhs during the last days. One of them is Dr. Basant Singh, who BBJ Group Singh just mentioned about. And then he passed away in Kumarthati in the labs of Paisa Ranthir Singh. During his last days, his only wish was that he could be with Paisa and other Gursikhs. This is what written in Rangle Sajjan was just a brief thing, but from another Gursikh person who was there also, who saw what happened at that time, said that while he was sitting in Paisa's labs, right, like Jyot, he could see the Jyot, like the light, right, was coming out from starting from feet.
The soul,
feet, and then went up, then tried to came out from the Dasam Dwar. When once the Jyot came out from Dasam Dwar, there was lights everywhere, like fireworks. Like fireworks everywhere. And not like ਗਰਮ ਏ ਸੀ ਪਾਇਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਪਟਾ ਕੇ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਠੰਡੀ ਦਿਨ ਦੀ ਜੋਤ ਦੇ ਲਾਈਟ ਸੀ ਇੰਨੀ ਠੰਡੀ ਬਸ ਬਹੁਤ ਸੋਹਣਾ ਵਾਤਾਵਰਨ ਸੀ ਜਦੋਂ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਬਸੰਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਪੈਸਟ ਹੋਏ And another Gursikh is a great Gursikh of companion, lifetime companion of Bhai Sahib Bhai Ranjit Singh, Baba Surjan Singh. And he passed away in 1971 or 72. He stayed almost, only in jail he was separated from Bhai Sahib. Rest of the time, always he was with Bhai Sahib. And when he passed away, it's also recorded in one of the, in the Surah magazines at that time, that all the whole place the room was really full of lights when he passed away. The jewel and the soul came out from the body, right? Everything was lights everywhere. This when it's written, the Gursikhs who saw at that time when they saw Bhai Baba Surjan Singh passing away. And during the lecture in next class, I'll be also narrating another story of a Bibi who passed away during a life. She did the Sangat of Bhai Sahib, and then how she passed away, and how she got a spiritually, the level of spiritual avastha. And I've narrated during that lecture time. Another Gursikh is, yesterday I was mentioning also about Baba Surjan Singh, who passed away in Patiala during his last, he used one leg, Baba Sahib, he used one leg, and he used to do a lot of Langar Seva during Bhai Sahib's time. And when he passed away, he's a Viveki Gursikh. And what happened was, the day he was going to pass away, right? The day before, he was admitted to the ward in the hospital in Patiala. And in India, you know, right, people are not hygienically, they don't care so much. So, but the day before he was going to pass away, the whole hospital, the ward, right, was cleaned. ਸਾਰੀ ਸਫਾਈ ਕੀਤੀ ਮੰਜੇ ਦੇ ਬੈਡ ਸ਼ੀਟ ਸਾਰੇ ਕੁਛ ਚੇਂਜ ਕੀਤਾ ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਸਾਰਿਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਚੇਂਜ ਕੀਤਾ ਬੈਡ ਸ਼ੀਟ ਸਾਰਾ ਕੁਛ ਸਫਾਈ ਹੋਈ ਅਤੇ ਉੱਥੇ ਬਾਬਾ ਜੀ ਨੂੰ ਆਣ ਕੇ ਨਾ ਉੱਥੇ ਹੋਸਪਿਟਲ 'ਚ ਆਏ ਹੀ ਰਸਦਾ ਦੈਨ ਦ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਵਾਸ ਦੈਰ ਇਨ ਹਿਸ ਲਾਸਟ ਮੋਮੈਂਟਸ ਸੇਡ ਉਸ ਕੜਾਹ ਪਛਾ ਦੀ ਸਮੈਲ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਇੰਨੀ ਸੁਗੰਧੀ ਆ ਰਹੀ ਸੀ ਨਾ ਗੁੱਡ ਸਮੈਲ ਇੰਨੀ ਸਮੈਲ ਫਰੈਗਰੈਂਸ ਆਈ ਸਾਰੇ ਪਾਸੇ ਦੋ ਬਾਬਾ ਜੀ ਵਾਸ ਗੋਇੰਗ ਫਾਸਟ ਵੀ ਇਹ ਜਿਸਾ ਨਿਸ਼ਾਨੀ ਹੈ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਜਿਸਾ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਕਿ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਲੈਣ ਆਉਂਦੇ ਇੱਕ ਹੋਰ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਗਿਆਨੀ ਭਗਵਾਨ ਸਿੰਘ ਹੂ ਪੈਸਡ ਅਵੇ ਰੀਸੈਂਟਲੀ ਅਬਾਊਟ 3 ਇਅਰਸ ਬੈਕ ਅ ਵੈਰੀ ਗੁੱਡ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਹੀ ਯੂਸ ਟੂ ਲਿਵ ਇਨ ਅੰਮ੍ਰਿਤਸਰ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਯੂਸ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਆਹ ਪੈਸਾ ਆ ਗਏ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਲੈਣ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਆ ਗਏ ਗੁਰੂ ਸਾਹਿਬ ਯੂਸ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਲਾਈਕ ਦੈਟ ਅੱਛਾ ਥੋੜਾ ਟਾਈਮ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ This was like this, about Mal Singh Ji, when he was going past me, this was written also, he would say, Acha, he would say, sit down, and suddenly he said, Acha, kon jana? Acha, koi koi, acha, ajay nahi jana, chalo, chalo, koi nahi aapa, thoda cha, thoda deep line, chalo, thik ho, koi. This was the last, during his last days, he would speak like this, the good Sikhs would come, even Bhai Sahib Ranjit Singh, as narrated by Jodh Singh Ji, in his book, Son Chiri Chari Gain, He said, on the last day, 10 days before Bhai Sahib passed away, I went to see him to have the darshan. And Bhai Sahib, he told me, come near me, he held his hand, and put my chest and said, Un sanu jaan de, uthe bahut saare bula rahe hain. Utho pressure bahut peh raha hai utho. Aaja sheti. Un tusi sanu adasa na karo saade aste, un sanu jaan de. Then he could see everything. He said, Un jaan de sanu, ਉੱਥੇ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੇ ਬੁਲਾ ਰਹੇ ਨੇ ਪ੍ਰੈਸ਼ਰ ਬਹੁਤ ਪੈ ਰਿਹਾ ਉੱਥੇ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਨੇ ਅਤੇ ਇਹ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖਾਂ ਬੈਸਟ ਹੋਏ ਦੀਆਂ ਗੱਲਾਂ ਜਿਸ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਆਪਾਂ ਇਹ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖੀ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖ ਸੁਣ ਗੁਰਸਿੱਖਾਂ ਬਾਰੇ ਆਪਾਂ ਸੁਣਦੇ ਨਾ ਦ ਅਚੀਵਮੈਂਟ ਲਾਈਫ ਟਾਈਮ ਅਚੀਵਮੈਂਟ ਦੇ ਹੈ ਇਟ ਇੰਸਪਾਇਰਸ ਅਸ ਟੂ ਆਲਸੋ ਟੂ ਫੋਲੋ ਸੇਮ ਪਾਥ ਵੀ ਲਾਈਕ ਜਸਟ ਲਾਈਕ ਦੈਮ ਸੱਚੇ ਪਾਤਸ਼ਾਹ ਆਪਣੇ ਵੀ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਕਰ ਜਾਂ ਆਪਾਂ ਸਿੱਖਿਆ ਸੁਣਿਆ ਸਿੱਖਣਾ ਬਾਰੇ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਆਪਾਂ ਟਰਾਈ ਟੂ ਐਕਸਪੀਰੀਅੰਸ Let's try it. Chance dahi hai apne aap ko. Go and experience what's Guru Sahib tries to show us. If Guru Sahib sara sara naksha sara dita aa hoya, koi kise ne de nahi sakda. Kise ne aaj ka prophet, kise ne darshan na hi de sakda. Jera sanu Guru Sahib ne showed us everything. This is what you get. This is what you'll be. Begumpura Sher Purna, you'll
Happiness, everlasting happiness. Our Cinderella story, Fardena, she was happily ever after. Both took happiness here. But this is the real happiness, happy, happily ever after with your wife.
Faisal, my parents came from Nandpur Sahib once told me that there was a baby in Nandpur Sahib, and once she was sleeping and she saw that Jamdus coming to her and just took her to Sachkhand, and there Baba Atma Singh and all the Sikhs, more popular Sikhs who went to Sachkhand, were coming to welcome her. And you know, then they said that to Jamdus that you have taken the wrong person, you have been the wrong person. And the BP with the same name is there, leaving the five pains. After five pains, there is the same name, BP. You have to bring her. And you know, after that, the BP woke up with all sweat on her. And then by the presence, he went to that pain and saw that the same BP with the same name had died there. Was that the Hakama that she was taken to such time?
What happened, she was not taken to Sachkhand, and it was not Jamdus who came to take her. Just I don't think she was a good thing BB. She was already, her name was Jivani. And there were two Jivanis, two BBs by the same name, living in the same neighborhood. And what happened was there was a turn of one of the Jivanis to go to the next world. And as Dubani says, Pul Ganatha Sabuko, Apol Guru Pratar. Only Guru and Vaheguru do not make a mistake. Everybody else, doesn't matter who it is, they commit mistakes. And it's written in the books of Aizab and other good sticks also written about this, that Jamdus, they many times they make mistakes. They take away the wrong person. But then they do return back. And in the case of Jivani, it was a very perfect example. They took the wrong Jivani. But when they took her to that place, they found out they had taken the wrong Jivani. So they put her back in her body, but she was almost going to be cremated. She was taken to the cremation grounds. She was going to be cremated, but at any end, but she rose up. But at the same time, the other Jivani, and she died at the same moment. So there are many examples, such examples where Jamdus also make mistakes.
I said, do you know the story you told about the Singh who went to the Samadhi with the flowers? Was that within Samadhi there? Can they go from one level to the next, or do they have to come back before they go to the next level?
But I know he was doing a lot of bhakti, a lot of mangas, and he also didn't mention to me that which mandal or which khand that mandal was in. But yeah, if you don't reach a certain, if you don't reach such khand, say you do mangas, and you go only up to Gyan Khand or Sharam Khand, then most probably at the choice of Gursikhs, they come back. You know, all these Gursikhs who we hear stories about, that as soon as they chak amrit, right away they had Rachna Vaheguru. Or sometimes we see that a child is born and has a very spiritual inclination. The child is naturally wants to japnam, is more interested in Gurmat. One example, I don't know if Balki Singh is one of them, but what happened when he was born in a family which was not Kesatari, and his case was also cut. And somehow when he was about 5 or 6 years old, he said that he doesn't want to cut here anymore, out of nowhere. And his parents would force him to cut me in the story himself.
It's actually because of my cousins. I really looked up to my cousins and they had their kids. I wanted to also grow my kids. I do think that, you know, a lot of people are born into all kinds of odd situations. They do find Gursikhi. I mean, you can find Gursikhs in all kinds of different backgrounds where parents don't know anything about Gursikhi, and all of a sudden they get an inclination to walk towards Gursikhi. So I do think that, you know, Sikhs that didn't get all the way to Sachkhand, they do come back and try and, you know, finish that journey. And they don't have to start at zero. They, you know, do get led towards Gursikhi by themselves.
I also want to mention over here that there are many souls who were waiting to take birth in the house of Gurusev. Samson Muskin also, again, Samson Muskin has said that in one of the Katha. Other Gurusevs have also mentioned that there is a huge backlog of souls who are waiting to take birth in the house of Gurusev so that they can become sick and they can be elevated to next higher level. That's why it's very important that we complete the mission in this genome. That we do not leave any room for coming back, because coming back is not easy. Even for Gurusev, they have to wait. There's a lineup. So they have to give a Gurusev. Very rarely will be born in Brazil, in a jungle in Brazil. So they can only be born to Gurusev in most cases.
You mentioned beforehand that Gurusev is constantly destroying creation. What actually is like the sole purpose of this? Like, why is he continually testing us?
Gurusev tells us why Gurusev has created this earth. Why does he create the creation? Jai Pasare Pasar Samprata. The only reason why God creates a world is to show the glory of God, Samprata. In order to show the Pratap of Sams, of Gurusevs, or Pagats, he creates this world. This world is really, it can be equated to something like a video game that I could play. He creates this, is a play for him. He creates the world, and then he sets the conditions, very stiff conditions for Pagats. Against all odds, then the Pagats, they triumph, they win the battle. And when the Pagats win, that gives immense khushi or happiness to Vaheguru. This is his case. In Purvani says, Dekha Viksai Kar Vichar. Vaheguru looks at his creation, and he becomes very blissful as he sees his creation.
ਇਸ਼ਨਾਨ ਪਾਣੀ ਕਰਵਾਇਆ ਵੀ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਦਾ ਸੰਸਕਾਰ ਕਰਦੀਏ, ਪਰ ਜਦੋਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਫੱਟੇ ਤੇ ਪਾ ਕੇ ਚੁੱਕੇ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਜਾਣ ਲੱਗੇ ਇੱਕਦਮ ਉੱਠ ਗਏ ਤੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪੁੱਛਿਆ ਵੀ ਕੀ ਹੋਇਆ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਪਹਿਲਾਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਡੈਡ ਹੋ ਗਈ, ਤੁਸੀਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਡੈਥ ਹੋ ਗਈ, ਕੋਈ ਸਾਹ ਚੱਲੇ ਤੇ ਨੈਕਸਟ ਡੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਜਾਗ ਪਏ। ਸੋ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਦੱਸਿਆ ਕਿ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੀ ਐਕਚੁਅਲੀ ਡੈਥ ਹੋ ਗਈ ਸੀ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਜੰਦੂਦ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਗਏ ਤੇ ਜਦੋਂ ਉਹ ਲਾਈਨ ਉੱਤੇ ਲੱਗੇ ਸੀ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਬੜੀ ਜ਼ੋਰਦਾਰ ਭੁੱਖ ਲੱਗੀ ਤੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਜੰਦੂਦਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਮੈਨੂੰ ਕੋਈ ਖਾਣ ਨੂੰ ਦਿਓ ਤੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਇੱਕ ਸੁੱਕੀ ਜਿਹੀ ਅੱਧੀ ਰੋਟੀ ਦਾ ਟੁਕੜਾ ਦੇ ਦਿੱਤਾ। ਉਹ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਇਹ ਕੀ ਸੁੱਕੀ ਜਿਹੀ ਰੋਟੀ ਦੇ ਦਿੱਤੀ, ਪਾਣੀ ਨੇ ਦਿੱਤਾ, ਸਬਜ਼ੀ ਨੇ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਤੇ ਕਹਿੰਦੇ ਜਦੋਂ ਤੂੰ ਰਹਿੰਦਾ ਸੀ ਸੰਸਾਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਤੂੰ ਕਦੀ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ, ਆਹ ਤੂੰ ਛੋਟੀ ਜਿਹੀ ਰੋਟੀ ਇੱਕ ਕੁੱਤੇ ਨੂੰ ਪਾਈ ਸੀਗੀ ਉਹ ਵੀ ਤੈਨੂੰ ਦੇਣੀ ਆ ਜਿਹੜੀ ਤੂੰ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਦਿੱਤੀ ਸੀ। ਤੇ ਫਿਰ ਜਦੋਂ ਉਹਦੀ ਵਾਰੀ ਆਈ ਤਾਂ ਧਰਮਰਾਜ ਨੇ ਬੜੇ ਗੁੱਸੇ ਨਾਲ ਜਦੋਂ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਕਿਹਾ ਇਹ ਕਿਹਨੂੰ ਲੈ ਆਇਓ, ਇਹ ਪ੍ਰੀਤਮ ਸਿੰਘ ਹੋਰ ਆ, ਇਹਨੂੰ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਆਓ ਤੇ ਹੋਰ ਕਿਸੇ ਨੂੰ ਲੈ ਕੇ ਆਓ ਜਿਹਦੀ ਅਸਲੀ ਵਾਰੀ ਹੈਗੀ ਆ। ਸੋ ਜਮਦੂਤ ਉਹਨੂੰ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਆਏ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਤੇ ਜਦੋਂ ਇੱਕਦਮ ਉਹ ਉੱਠੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਆਪਣੇ ਪਿਤਾ ਨੂੰ ਕਿਹਾ ਕਿ ਨਾਲ ਦੇ ਪਿੰਡ ਪਤਾ ਕਰੋ ਇੱਕ ਪ੍ਰੀਤਮ ਸਿੰਘ ਕੋਈ 70 ਸਾਲਾਂ ਦਾ ਬੁੱਢਾ ਆ, ਉਹਦੀ ਮੌਤ ਹੋਈ ਜਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ। ਸੋ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੇ ਉਸੇ ਦਮ ਨਾਲ ਦੇ ਪਿੰਡ ਗਏ, ਪਤਾ ਕੀਤਾ ਤੇ ਜਦੋਂ ਇੱਧਰ ਸਾਡੇ ਮੰਮੀ ਦਾ ਨਾਨਾ ਜੀ ਜਦੋਂ ਉਹ ਉੱਠੇ ਉਹਦੀ ਉਹਦਾ ਡੈਥ ਹੋ ਗਈ। ਸੋ ਇਹ ਸਾਡੀ ਪਰਸਨਲ ਫੈਮਿਲੀ ਦਾ ਐਕਸਪੀਰੀਅੰਸ ਹੈਗਾ ਜਿਸ ਤੋਂ ਪਤਾ ਲੱਗਦਾ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਚੀਜ਼ਾਂ ਹੈਗੀਆਂ ਵੀ ਨੇ ਤੇ ਜਿਹਨਾਂ ਕੋਲ ਵਿਜੇ ਜਿਹਾਂ ਫਲ ਕਰੇ ਜੋ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਇਸੇ ਕਰਮ ਕਮਾਓਗੇ ਉਹਦਾ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਉਹਦੇ ਫਲ ਮਿਲਣਗੇ। ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕਾ ਖਾਲਸਾ ਵਾਹਿਗੁਰੂ ਜੀ ਕੀ ਫਤਿਹ।
One thing I want to also say to that story, in the Lagapal there's a book, by Lama Singh's book, and he talks about his journey to hell, how he was taken to hell and what he saw there. So I encourage anyone that's interested to read that passage at least from that book, to see what by Lama Singh saw there. I mean, it was a life-changing experience for him. So that's really accessible, so right in the Lagapal.
last one, huh? And the circuit hog it. What I was going to say was, could you tell one another story? Because I think it might make the point about, you know, Jared Ratan and Jyotege Atma, that take birth in the house of Kursiks. By just recently, I know he's an expert on the old stories, huh? The one about the Singh and the Simni, the Simni was very distraught that all the children were dying very young. The next thing we might see. And then the Singh told her why they were.
This is the story of Harbhajan Singh, who was the companion of Faisal and Deep Singh. I told about him yesterday, how he came to Chikki, how he got Amrit. Faisal by Harbhajan Singh had about 10 children who passed away when they were very young. 10 of his children. So this was narrated by Gyani Dilip Singh, who was also his friend, who told Nanda Gosse, who noted down about this incident, that he had 10 children who passed away. And one day was speaking to a Gosse, asked him, questioning, Faisal ji, you're so spiritually high and all the children born in your house are dying so fast. Why is that? Can you do a das in front of Guru Sahib and ask, can I have another child? And he said, okay, then while he was discussing about this, Faisal Singh was also there, listening to the discussion. Faisal said to the Singh, ye jehde bacche saade ghar aunde ne, ek Guru Sikh bacche ne badi poor way kamai, the last birth, right? They have done massive bhakti and they just come here to get Amrit, then after they have the darshan of Vaheguru, then they pass away. They are from other sadhus, maybe from different religions, so reach the state of Karam Khan, and they just come in to get Amrit to have the darshan of Vaheguru. Once they get the darshan of Vaheguru after Amrit, they pass away. And when the Faisal Singh heard about this, she said, okay, is this the case then? They had a daughter after some time. She always had bahane, koi nahi, theek nahi, aur pesh nahi kar is Punjab mein rakhe. Amrit se complaint is, she was so scared that the daughter would also die. So what happened was, when she was about 15 or 16 years old, it was time for her to get married. So the husband should be Amartya, and she had to take Amrit in order to get married. So they had to make a page to get Amrit, right? And when once she got page, she got Amrit, she had a darshan of Vaheguru, she also died. Because she was also the soul, was only waiting to get Amrit, have the darshan of Vaheguru, and to leave this world. Is you remember Sikhandi term, by Harbhajan Singh, Hira Harbhajan Singh Balaji. This is greatness, glory of Guru Sahib, greatness of Vaheguru, gave us birth in the house of Guru Nanak, like Vaheguru Kulbir Singh was saying, right? There are many souls waiting to be born in the house of Guru Sikh. This is greatness of Vaheguru. So we should sing a pankti of Shabad, just for 1 minute, the glory of Guru Sahib. The sare apa kathe dal ke gaiye, sitte paas da sare atmosphere jada na, ina pavitr karde, ke sare Guru Sahib de inne. Sat gur mera sada dayala, sat gur mera sada dayala, mohe din ko rakh liya.
Hare Amrit,
time. I mean, thanks you more questions. You can both ask questions together. We get very quick response. Is that okay?
Why do we need that class? Why do we need to put it? The question I want to ask is, you have to take Umrah to get to Satsang.
Yes, the Satsang is the exclusive territory of Guru Nanak Devi. You have to adopt Guru Nanak Devi as your Guru in order to get into Satsang. In order to adopt Guru Nanak Devi as your Guru, you have to go take Umrah. Taking Umrah Devi, it means adopting Guru Nanak Devi as your Guru. So yes, the answer is yes.
Why do you have Tara? Why do you do this? As far as you know, is there any guarantees, like I'm seeking this life yet, and then I take Umrah and I don't do really well and they have to like bring me back? Is there a guarantee like in Gurbani that I will come back to that seat and they go another religion?
Is there a guarantee you'll get the Satsang versus Satsang? At the time of death, if you try honestly, but you don't reach the level of such highest level, and in the next world, you will be brought into the same level where you are today. You will be born into house of Muslim. I don't think it's possible that you may be born into other house of Hindu or Muslim, but eventually Guru Sahib will bring you to this level. But the thing is, if you have tried honestly in this jana, only then that will happen.